me like I'm unfamiliar. Acting brand new like you never knew that you like them thick. I've been carrying this weight in a world beneath these braids, and I'm confused. Would you take the pain that came with all the parts you wanna claim for you? You want my thighs, you want my stride, but not this melanin. You want my hair, but you don't care for this complexion.
What's going on, y'all? So, yo, we're just going to jump into the show. I got a whole heap of tunes. I got interviews coming up. But first and foremost, I'm going to shout out Havaya Mighty, reigning from Toronto, Ontario. This year at the Juno Awards, my girl won Best Rap and Hip Hop Album of the Year. And guess what? She's the first, not only female, first black female to do it. Check her out. Baby, can you make up your mind? Your mind, your mind.
Me no want you for coming, no want you for think me, I got answer call. Every time you say you, I go come back. You left me with a negative impact. Car from me, I want.
Lonesome. I just back on here. They sure you got way more balls than your scrotum. face on these palms. I'm normalizing love to get shit. I'm devoted. Yeah, I strategize like a chess team. All I do is grind and collect fees. Now I really glide in Balenci's. Melanin queen down Gentleman's Creek. Who better than me? It's a bloodbath. Everyone being support of my team. Hop by my regime, get the fuck back. Euphoria, energy, or fam. You wanna sleep someone I run past. And you wanna share currency? Fuck that. Bitch, I move with a podium spirit. I don't seem to know nothing about fearless. Better pay the full price, ain't no clearance. Yeah, I got them big goals and I'm near it. Fuck the thousand and foes, you a parrot. You a ham in the bowl, you a ferret. And I bougie my latte turmeric. Need the dough and my guapo numeric.
Good, baby. Till it's gone. Hey, I got a question. Why you so impressed with some shit that ain't impressive? Let me guess. Better question. How come anytime I leave, you seem to be interested? What the hell? Yeah. Look at this metal, I wear with pride. We go high, we never decline. Pinot Noir, I'm better with time. Know you gotta watch your back when the shots ain't coming from behind. Enemy lines, musical chairs, you dash on the topic. Don't even tiptoe, don't need to gossip. Miss me with nonsense, we were just talking. Now you want pop shit, now you want Swiss tones after the call. You were like Winslow, wish I could go back to when it was simple. Catch me a vibe, but you off tempo. Ten toes down, yet I get so high. Know it take time to reveal your size. Life is a bitch, but the bitch don't lie. Sever those ties, just heal my mind. Seven my ties on you.
Seven my ties on you.
Ahead of my grind, ahead of my time on you now. About the God of you, just trouble. Look how you come undone.
I'm good on my own tonight.
Good, baby.
Good on my own tonight.
I'm good on my own tonight.
Good on my own
dusty, but you probably wanna cuff me. I wear silk scarves late at night. I don't really fuck with sunscreen. I might move my neck sideways if you wanna interrupt me. I'm a black, black, black shawty. It's a vibe, nigga, trust me. Yeah. I'm a black, black, black shawty. It's a vibe, nigga, trust me. Yeah.
I'm working on the whole fraction, 4 over 4. I'm falling like a black man of Florida folk. Still, I never conform for majority folk. Formerly known as a vibe mighty. The stars are aligning brightly, I grind harder than most. This process taking longer than I hoped it would go. Been on the tip, on the brink, I'm abnormally close. And I'm normal the most. Either I'm weird to these niggas or a token of hope. So far away from a regular, I'm rolling a stone. I'm a star, you a hater, and I'm hoping you choke. They lock niggas like me out, but I open the door. They ask how you get in. Well, first of all, the culture mine, I'm the origin boy. The story of coming from nothing, that's the story I live. The music that I make is just a tour of my skin. I can't fail, nigga, nothing fuels me more than my fears. Polaris and Prism, who doing more than I did? Sitting at the Junos, I was hoping I'd win. I won, baby, wonder where I'll be in 4 or 5 years. Conflicted cause my purpose ain't feminine. I don't think I'll end up with no children or get a man. Married to the game, ain't a thing more important than this. Problem is nothing could ever matter more than my kids. Sacrifices, like dimmer. And it's a two-part problem, nigga, I like women. I work with the universe, I don't fight with it. Nigga, I'm accoladed, I like winning.
It's been fun having you here. I wish you could stay longer, though.
Me too. But I gotta catch a health store before it lock.
Yeah, I know. Bitch, I know the occasion. Bitch, I know the occasion. They got their doubts. I'm still the queen of the house. Yeah. They want the clout. I want the cheese like a mouse. Yeah. Y'all don't get me, ayy. Sauce and like spaghetti, ayy. Y'all gon' sweat me, ayy. Cut that shit. I know the occasion. I know what you're waiting for. I'm already saying. Now, the fuck do you take me for? It ain't a difficult concept. I'm on my militant conquest. You got a million questions. My shit'll give you the context. I never, ever, ever been an open book. But within my content, I'm intimate with my audience. I guess I'm honest. Speaking of, I'm a lead as a leader does. Ain't no pride in not speaking up. I put it out, so receive the love. Some of y'all not deep enough. Shallow thoughts for a shallow mind. I'm a boss and I handle mine. A lot of reasons we can't align. No, I won't be your Valentine. They got their doubts. I'm still the queen of the house. Yeah, they want the clout. I want the cheese like a mouse, yeah. Y'all don't get me, ayy. Sauce and like spaghetti, ayy. Y'all gon' sweat me, ayy. Cut that shit. I know the occasion, I know what you're waiting for. I'm already saying, now, the fuck do you take me for? Ayy, hand me the tea when I walk in. R.A.O.T. on your coffee. In Tim's and I'm stomping. Big wins just for walking. I wasn't built just to buck. Bitch, I was built to be all in. I'ma still put the paws in. Really hope you got a strong chin.
I know the occasion that you just want to take away.
All of this clout, yeah. But I'ma make it go south, yeah. Cause they got their doubts, yeah. Put that shit in your mouth, yeah. They got their doubts, I'm still the queen of the house, yeah. They want the clout, I want the cheese like a mouse, yeah. Y'all don't get me, ayy. Sauce and like spaghetti, ayy. Y'all gon' sweat me, ayy. Cut that shit.
I know the occasion. Oh, I know what you're waiting. Oh, I'm already saying. Oh, the fuck do you take me?
Oh, you are my freedom. You are my body. I've been icy like a froyo. Find me on my dollar. I'm so fine, I make your throat close. You either lying or you don't know.
You want some flavor, shit, I spice it up. I've been so hot cause I'm the pilot, son. Them shorties piling up. You wanna be the runner up or you gon' tighten up? Listen, learn to roll a blunt for me and light it up. Be the best, better on your block.
Your block,
both your man and your girl gon' fly.
Gon' fly,
yeah, we go cause the world don't stop.
Don't stop,
come on, baby, better earn those stocks. If you pull up for a hand, then I'ma reach ya. If you pull up in the chat, I drop a beat, yeah. Got you coolin' like your Carolina beach, yeah. Heard I put it down like murder on the beat, yeah. I got it locked and you just got a foreign key, yeah. You wanna knock it down, you wanna quarantine, yeah. You wanna cuddle when we watch a horror scene, yeah. And you ain't never want nobody more than me, yeah. Listen, I'm just in my vibe and I ain't looking. I don't need the icing or the pudding. Nah, I can't only like it, gotta love it. You better make it more enticing or I'm cutting. Hey.
You are my freedom. You are my body. I don't know no so-so. I've been icy like a froyo. Find me on my dollar.
Find me on my door.
I'm so fine, I make your throat close. You either lying or you don't know. Ain't no mediocre.
I'ma whip the ride with no shoulder.
I'ma whip the ride. No surprise who's inside. Burger beat selling pies, butter pecan thighs. And I don't do that mediocre half-ass bullshit. Me, I'm with the full shits. I really wish you would, sis. Cause I could show you what it look like when shit get fugly. Either they trying to hate me or they dying to fuck me. And the truth is, if a bitch get a whiff of my shit, have her lifted lovely. Cause I'm with the Toronto shits. Roll Toronto, spliff with my Toronto bitch. I done did so many shows, got Toronto rich. Canadian dollars, honorary Canadian scholar. Don't bother trying to come for me, I'm high and mighty. Get up on the line and call her via mighty. She keep a dirty ting under clean white tee. If you tryna fight her, then you tryna fight me. All that yakety yapping, that talking, don't move me. Task force, enforced to off your goofy, huh? All that money talk is funny, it's a whole joke. Listen, either they lying or these hoes broke.
I don't know no so-so. I've been icy like a froyo. Find me on my dollar. I'm so fine, I make your throat close. You either lying or you don't know.
young dread to get you high.
I got the over the shoulder look pat down. A me that the boy want track down. Whole squad pulled up so they ran down. Locked door so the door get rammed down. Lay inside so my heart just sank down. Bright ass lights when they scan down. Warn my boy so I flag down. Look away from my hips so me dash up. I got the over the shoulder look pat down. A me that the boy want track down. Whole squad pulled up so they ran down. Locked door so the door get rammed down. When me see them my heart just sank down. It seems that the boy want crack down.
What the fuck, bro? Man down.
Y'all need to broaden your scope. Picture you got darker skin and broaden your nose. I be sick when I be thinking about the trauma we know. This shit is scripted, watch the drama unfold. You hear them sirens, that's the sound of the law. They say be silent with their hands on your jaw. They say you violent, but they act like they God. They want submission. They'll let your ass get ravaged by the dogs, cause there's a system. And my black ass just don't fit it. Oh, I get it. She thinks a race game, and this game is hopeless. From the 60s, they displaced the Scotians. Back then, they made slave patrol and night watches. They became the roaches. Immigrants said this gate is open. Did the home island, itch came the closest. So why walk with this strange emotion in my head? Cause this braid is ropes and chains. And I don't feel safe in a 6-0 pill. Wipe on the strip like a 6-course meal. And I ain't tryna get caught up. But I would never flip, I don't need no deal. I never straddle the devil. No. If it's hot, I don't handle the kettle. They might hand you or shoot you, whatever. Wipe on the right, so me go left. Cause if them not see me, then it's no stress. Weight is on my back, I'm getting no rest. Better see the man, them at the protest. They say I'm a waste, but I'm focused. Blizzard in the way is the coldest year. When you see us play like you don't notice, I just pray the boy them never roll up. I got the over the shoulder look pat down. A me that the boy want track down. Whole squad pulled up so they ran down. Locked door so the door get rammed down. Lay inside so my heart just sank down. Bright ass lights when they scan down. Warn my boy so I flag down. Look away from my hips so me dash up. I got the over the shoulder look pat down. A me that the boy want track down. Whole squad pulled up so they ran down. Locked door so the door get rammed down. When we see them at art just sank down. It seems that the boy want crack down.
What the fuck, bro? Man down.
They said it would change but it never did. Myself for less as I'm settling. I'll let you get stressed off of me, G. Now me wants to scout to a veteran. All my niggas from Southside. Bigs on patrol bringing pressure in. Thinking they're bad but they never been. They just got a trigger finger and too much adrenaline rising up. Feds got a gang in the side as fuck. I didn't know if I ever get touched by that, let alone G checked or butt. Then watch the crime rate will rise it up. Touch me and the crime rate's rising. The press call me a young black king. But the gals say they lie that I'm light skin. I feel caught in the middle, it's frightening. Dark enough to get shot by feds, but not light enough to look anything like them. When my reality is I went from news at 6 to views from the 6. When at 19 I could have been 6 feet under. Yo with a bumper, who's this younger? White eyes, east, south side, where me come from? Thinking they're bad, but they never been. They just got a trigger finger and too much adrenaline.
I think it's my melanin. Is it the skin I'm in to make them wanna turn me to a skeleton?
They said it would change, but it never did.
All this shit look the same when I pop out. Everywhere that I go, gotta watch out. Still my skin isn't something I swap out. Dark skin with the dread them. I feel like the boy them playing henchmen with my folks. See a lot of dead men. After boy them beat them and arrest them. Oh no no. I'm calling your bluff. Cause I'm getting to new heights. So you better know your rights.
Havaya Mighty, y'all.
Havaya Mighty. Number one album in Canada. And the first female, black female added to win the award at the Juno Awards. Keep it locked. You're tuned in to Heal, Black Girl Heal, Montreal Sessions on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Gotta find me, then I'll find you. Had to find me, then I found you. I want you as bad as you seem to want me. Hey. Maybe it's cause I'm hot like the kettle, yeah. You don't ever block my rentals, yeah. You patient when I talk my treble, yeah. Only player on my level, yeah. I only wanna buy no rental, yeah. Made me wanna ride no pedal, yeah. Baby, drink the water. How else I'ma feed my fine rose petal, yeah.
Navigator took me in the wrong direction. I thought I was looking for a strong connection. Wanna be a woman, wanna be the best thing. All that work I put in got you always texting. You ain't gotta pray for me, you are a blessing. You ain't gotta pay for me, I write them checks in. You ain't gotta bait for me, you always tempting. But why you wanna rage with me, I thought I'd check in. Me trying to make it perfect, made it not. You ain't gotta say a word to really say a lot. All the fundamentals, they're like you afraid of God. You ain't even a question like a maybe, maybe not. Make it hot, yeah you is, cause I say you are. Main plot, and you swoon when I play guitar. Main squad, they approve of the way you are. But I wasn't really down to do days apart. Cause I thought if we argued and shit is not real. My God, if this problem's, it's best I'm not here. But you said it's better you'll miss me some.
Then when I pull up, you'll give me some.
And it's regular, we fighting over comical shit. Drank wine, I ain't put away the bottle and shit. It's a clash over simple astrological shit. But I'm a sage, I ain't worried about the nominal shit. Ay. Now we cussing bad with a tropical twist. This shit is trash, but the garbage is lit. Why do we argue? I promise I'll dip. Cause if I say sorry, I'm sorry, that's it. All of these fans, they be all on my. Why would I waste my time? Then I thought, man, you the one and that's it.
That's why I made you mine.
Maybe it's cause I'm hot like the kettle, yeah. You don't ever block my rentals, yeah. You patient when I talk my treble, yeah. Only player on my level, yeah. I only wanna buy no rental, yeah. Made me wanna ride no pedal, yeah. Baby, drink the water. How else I'ma feed my
Maybe because I'm hot like the kettle, yeah. You don't ever block my rentals. You patient when I talk my treble, yeah. Only player on my level. I only wanna buy, I don't want rentals. You make me wanna ride without a pedal, yeah.
Baby, drink the water. How else I'ma feed my fine rose petal, yeah.
This shit Mighty Prince, boy.
Sherman North by the hillside. Urban Folk from the sick side. Burning smoke from a bridge site. Serving big lines. Virgin gal to the west coast. Perfect palace, my backwards. Curtains gone, she a rap book. Certain bars leave mash up. The remedy of any melody. Identify that I'm a genuine rarity. I'm rapping Queen Street and Kennedy. Dope bars, all I ever sent. Foreign cars, I wanna get in them. So hard, a worth I never sent. Coach Carter, I'm a better Ken. Know that I'm flying fast like kamikaze. My throat, that throttle. Gone in a Maserati. I bang my song for Muhammad Ali. Stand tall, yet small like Mahatma Gandhi and shit. I got regold in both of my tits. You wanna smoke in both of my splits. You wanna kiss in both of my lips. I told him like this, yeah. Why? You should know we in the matrix. Can we go? I got no patience. All my guys neck breaking. They know this a bop. On the mic test training. They know this my job.
I'm working.
All my ex type hating. They know this a swap. Still on our best behavior. They know it's a cop.
Why you?
Cut the brake line. Come fuck with the waistline. Come fuck with the baseline. I don't walk in no straight line. Chillin' on the place same time. Come fuck with the waistline. The waistline.
Look, I need shillings, that paper, that coin. So many feelings go straight to my groin. So many millions, I take all the
boys, bitch. I buy what I want in no vacancy stores. Pumps on the whim. Cream is to touch up my skin. Visa gon' fuck up the ting. Ruckus I bring. Fuck with my money, my knuckles gon' swing. Thought I told you dog prayers up. Know you better stop at the gun, better guan share up. Someone told me guan make bucks. Yo, Gotti, I'll rake it up. Travis got straight up.
Straight up.
Ayo, look, you better have my chains when I pull up. You better have my chains when I pull up. Better have my chains when I pull up. Better have my chains when I pull up. I came to get paid, then it's bombing up. I came to get paid, then it's bombing up. I came to get paid, then it's bombing up. If you ain't got my peso. Margiela, and Varson by the fender. When you make all the cheddar, all the products are better. Okay. Betsy Johnson, I end a fashion show in a split. Benny Hanna chopped the food up, put the show on a stick. I want Rihanna to show me the shit. Okay. Ryan Leslie, yeah, my glory is thick. Ryan Henny, yeah, I'm horny and lit. Try me Becky, put a fork in your lip. Okay. Why your belly look like Porky the Pig? I'm already booked, sourcing your chick. Like the Kelly book, I need a no worth. Should already have a Beamer chauffeur. They ain't ready, but they need it no more. Yep, I met you from the seams on the floor. To the south, the west, the east, and the north. I like Dallas for what they could do for me. More problems, yeah, but I like 14 karat jewelry. If I ain't getting paid, you'll get no use for me. Them dollars let me be whoever that I choose to be. So you damn well better have my chains when I pull up. You better have my chains when I pull up. Better have my chains when I pull up. Better have my chains when I pull up.
I came to get paid, then it's bombing up. I came to get paid, then it's bombing up. I came to get paid, then it's bombing up. If you ain't got my peso. Came to get paid, then it's by my nose. I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. If you ain't got my peso,
better have my guap, guala. Better have my guap, guala. Better have my guap, guala. Better have my guap.
Now, Kara Patties is on a fast
break. Better have my guap, guala. Cash. Better have my guap, guala. Cash. Better have my guap, guala. Cash. Better have my guap, guala.
I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. If you ain't got my peso. I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. I came to get paid, then it's by my nose. If you ain't got my peso.
Now Kara Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Kara Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Kara Patties, the champions of Montreal.
And I don't care what nobody says. I second that announcement. Kara Patties clearly make the Aki and Kalaloo patties specifically for me. Because listen, it gets to the point where I walk in and Madame says, hello, good afternoon, here are your patties. Kara Patty, don't you all forget.
Music and anti-fascism, reflections on the past and possibilities in the present. Join us for a concert July 7th featuring Egyptian Cotton Orchestra, Montreal Free Jazz, Kim Dong Wong, free improv based on Korean traditional music, Skunk Heaven, New York City Noise, on July 7th, 2022, at 9 p.m., La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Suoni Peri Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Ben. You're tuned in to Heal, Black Girl Heal, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is right now 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm gonna check out some, I'm gonna check out the weather actually. So it says to expect weather around 5 o'clock, although it's been drizzling all day. We are right now at 20. There's gonna be a high of 21 and a low of 16, but don't you worry, because Wednesday we're gonna be 25. Thursday we're gonna be 26. Friday we're gonna be 25. Saturday we're gonna be 24. Sunday we're gonna be 26. As long as we in the 20s, I'm good. I mean, it's my birthday season, okay? Miss Ben is a Cancer, so I am loving the weather. I actually feel like we're having a summer season and not just summer days. So for the past half hour, y'all were tuned in and listening to Hawaya Mighty. She is the number one female hip-hop and rap artist in Canada right now. She won the best album of the year at the Juno Awards this year. Well deserved. We are going to listen into one more tune and then we're going to get into an interview. So keep it locked on Heal, Black Girl Heal on CKUT 90.3 FM. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Raquel, you in the building?
Hi, Miss Wanda.
What up, sis? So how are you doing? How are you this morning?
I can't complain much.
Nobody want to hear you complain anyway,
huh? I'm hearing the music very... loud. You hear me okay though?
We can hear you well. Just a second.
What are you playing?
There you go. That's off? Cool. Mm-hmm. Just give me a second. Let's get this. I want to get some nice background music going on while we talk, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, oh, you have it in mind.
As we get going, why don't you introduce to us who you are?
Alerty, dirty. So, as I was getting ready for this, I was thinking, the first thing I'm going to say is that speaking is not my strength. So, I don't know what I'm doing agreeing to this interview, but I'll just let it go, let it flow. I love chatting with you. Right. And okay, I'm going to try not to worry about looking stupid or being coherent or...
we'll start by just letting us know who Raquel G. Smith is.
Lord of mercy, Amanda. Who Raquel G. Smith is?
Okay. Who is?
So I am. I am a woman and a mother. Who lives right now in Montreal for the past almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Before that, I lived in Toronto. And I grew up in Jamaica. I was born and raised in Jamaica. And I left Jamaica for good, roughly, when I left for university. So when I was, like, 17.
Right.
So that kind of starts the beginning of my world adventures. It kind of started a bit before then, because in high school, I did a study abroad program in South America, in Colombia.
Oh, wow.
And just kind of fell in love with travel and the world, and the world of different kinds of people and culture. And so then and I went back to Jamaica after that experience. I applied to universities abroad, got into one in the U.S. with a very good financial aid package, because they can be good at that in the U.S. with financial aid packages at private schools, and had a really good private liberal arts education in Delaware, Ohio, a small town. A very interesting and formative experience. I continued to do my master's in the U.S. as well in Kentucky.
Nice.
During that time, I traveled a lot. I traveled a lot. I just took any opportunity, and I created opportunities, because I came from a humble background, but I'm a resourceful person. So I would apply for all the programs, and then I studied international development and did the kind of work where I traveled a lot. And so eventually landed in Canada in 2008 in Ottawa. I was working in international development. That's kind of the capital of it here. And met my partner, and then ended up staying in Canada. And now, like I said, I'm a mother, three and kids. And just, you know, living and growing. Living and growing here in Montreal.
All right. So you are the creator and founder of Black Mothers of Montreal. And so you have your platform on Facebook. I don't know how I came across. I don't even know how we met. I have no idea, but I've been a strong supporter since. And I do want to say thank you for that Facebook group, most definitely. So for anyone and everyone who has any sort of children's activities, you all need a platform to promote what's going on, because as Black mothers, we want to know what is going on for our kids as well. That is family oriented. You can always just pop in and follow Black Moms of Montreal
On Facebook. We're not on Instagram yet, just because I'm very low tech.
Hey, yet.
You know that, Manda. However, yeah, it's even more than events. Just join. If you are a mom, you identify as Black, mm-hmm. then just join, because we can almost make all kinds of things happen.
Yes.
As we have so far, right?
So why don't you talk about some of the activities? Like, my biggest one was the story time with Juju Mama Raquel. Can you please tell us about that, the coming of the creating that group?
The story time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, Amanda, I do want to say thank you for being such a supporter from the beginning.
Absolutely.
I'm just so glad I met you. You're kind of one of the pivotal figures in my Montreal landing. And so you were there when we did it in online, mm-hmm. when we were still kind of in lockdown.
Yeah.
Yonge Valley were online. And then when we did it in person at Racine's Librairie Racine the other day.
Shout outs to Racine Librairie.
I know. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. That was very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would like to narrow down the type of stories mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. actually read to the kids.
Yeah, Black stories. Black people, Black stories, mm-hmm. Black culture, mm-hmm. Black voices. But not in the sense where, I know for my children, there's a time when I was thinking about how I could make their world include more positive Black people and culture and faces.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would look for books, and there are people who write books, and then you'd find out their books that kind of promote, I love my hair, or I love the color of my skin, or different shades of skin, and those are important in one way. But I found with my kids, they kind of weren't interested in a certain way. They wanted stories, and just stories of just kids who were having kid adventures, but who look like them, say Black or brown. So, and then as they got a little bit older, started reading and telling them stories about my culture. So I had stories, stories in patois, and then even Native American stories and indigenous stories. And then what I found actually is that it's kind of broadened their interest in other myths, like Greek mythology and African mythology. So we go on to that too. So yeah, and I love reading to them. I love it. I love getting it, because I've always been a reader. And then with kids, I found it's something I've discovered that I love is reading and getting into character. And
I love the birds in the background.
In my backyard.
I love it. Oh, that's in your backyard? We're hearing that?
Hanging out in my backyard. Beautiful. Yeah.
And I've been to her house, y'all. It is quite peaceful.
Well, we're pretty lucky in that we have this this big draping of greenery over mm-hmm. the electricity wires.
Yeah.
And so it hosts a lot of birds. And then my son, he loves to build bird feeders.
Okay, nice.
So end up attracting lots of birds.
Yes. Okay, so you are not only a full-time mom, but you also homeschool your children.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that experience. Because I'll just keep it real. Like, my son's 4 now. During the lockdown, he was 3. And when daycare was out, I had this idea in my mind that I was like, if I could, I would really love to homeschool him, and I'm not mm-hmm, against mm-hmm. it. And kudos to everybody mm-hmm. who does it. But what I come to realize is that mm-hmm. homeschooling's not for everybody. And mm-hmm. I'm keeping it very real. It's most definitely mm-hmm. not for me. Mm-hmm. Not for me. So
what's homeschooling to you?
Well, in terms of keeping a schedule, every day we were doing the same things, this time it's breakfast, and then we take a walk, and then it's car, and then, and then it's playtime, and then French here and there, and so on and so forth. I mean, he was young. And I had no idea what I was doing anyways. I was just trying. Homeschooling a toddler, I'm sure is a lot different than, well, I'm sure your kids are toddlers right now, but I mean, that it's a great question to ask me that, because I don't know what I thought homeschooling would have been. But I do realize that I need some mummy time. I need mummy time.
Yeah. So, Amanda, because I know you, and I know you're interested in a certain empowerment of the self and the way the world looks, I know this is something you're interested in, because that's how I came to homeschooling. It wasn't because I was interested in a schedule and teaching a curriculum, and I don't do that because there's a spectrum of homeschooling. There really is a whole spectrum. It depends on what you think about as learning. So that's a different question. So there's a whole spectrum of homeschooling. So I didn't come to it thinking I want to teach my kids and have a schedule, or it's really important for me to do it like that for these reasons. I came through it from the lens of hearing a podcast by Black woman named Akilah S. Richards. The podcast is called Raising Free People. Yeah. And oh my goodness. This is one of the top five things in my life that has and continues to blow my mind in terms of expanding my vision and sense of what's possible and what's necessary and what's aligned with my whole life and vision and way of being and wanting to be. So, so unschooling basically, that's what I practice. Unschooling basically what Bob Marley talks about is freedom from mental slavery. So what hooked me was when I heard her tagline on her podcast, where she said, her daughter actually did the tagline, it's changed since then. It said, make sure I remember this correctly, I remember exactly where it was when I heard the tagline and how much sense it immediately, viscerally made to me because of what I was thinking about parenting, about raising kids in Canada, primarily surrounded by a white community because my husband was white. I was living downtown Toronto because I didn't have any family there. It was around his family. And I was already thinking about these things and thinking about what I was seeing with teenagers, like here and the difference where I was from in Jamaica, where it's like people expect your teenagerhood to look a certain way and your relationship with your parents to look a certain way. And then already, yes, I was already kind of thinking about how am I going to get through parenting coming from a different background and culture of parenting and help my kids to feel as whole. One challenge is to help them feel as proud as their skin as I might have, because I came from a place where I was majority Black. If anything in Jamaica, you know, people from Jamaica who grew up in Jamaica might know, if anything, you think you're superior to white people. You think you're smarter. You think you're better looking. You think you smell better. You know, so I didn't grow up with that complex, but I could see that it was a different challenge for a Black or brown kid growing up in Canada where you're not the majority. That was one thing. And the other thing was a wider thing about what it seemed like children are heading for in the future with everything, all the kinds of unnatural pressures, you know, stresses and pressures of where society's heading. And then kind of wanting to preserve a certain relationship and connection with my child throughout lifetime. And also wanting to have a child with a big mind, a problem solver of the future, who's whole and more grounded and emotionally balanced and healthier than I am. So I've been looking into these things from different angles, different points of view, because that's one thing. So when I'm interested in something, I go deep into it. And so parenting was one of those things for me. So when I stumbled across unschooling, it was my kid, Bert, I don't remember how old my youngest was, but he definitely wasn't even school age. We're still living in Toronto. And he didn't, but I heard Akilah's tagline, which said, you can't use tools of oppression and expect to raise free people.
Hmm.
And that just stopped me in my tracks.
Okay, hold on.
It stopped me in my
tracks. Hold on, no. Repeat that, please. Repeat that.
Yeah. You can't use tools of oppression and expect to raise free people.
Hmm. Yeah. That's
so, you know, it's kind of taking it for granted that you kind of have a certain understanding of what a free person is. Because some people, I think of it as like, you know, especially with relationship to children, free to do whatever they want. And it's not what we're talking about. So we already get it means free, like free from the as free as possible from the burdens of our parents and our ancestors and the trauma. And then from the school and the peer pressure and expectations and shaping and conformity that we take for granted in small and large traumatic ways.
Yeah.
So yes, that's how I stumbled. That's the angle really. Oh, sorry, you're hearing this.
Yeah, of course, we're hearing the kids.
Give me a second,
no.
Please. Sorry.
So, yo, you cannot use the oppressor's guide to raise free children. I know that that's not the quote word per word, but wow, yeah. I didn't think of it through that perspective. But I would like to argue, like, can we not send our children to school? And once they return home, you know...
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, yeah, sorry. So while you were gone, I was just thinking to myself that, like, because you really did bring up a good point about using the oppressor to raise free children. And I'm just wondering, could we not...
No, it's not just use the oppressor. It's tools of oppression.
Tools of oppression.
Traditionally control.
Right. But I'm wondering, could we not send our children to school and once they are home... Then
yeah, you can practice unschooling even while you send your kids to school, mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay.
Yes, and there are broad range and variety. And this is what kind of part of what blew my mind, because I mentioned Akilah, the first, you know, when I discovered, started thinking about homeschooling, because I discovered a community of Black people, because one, I never thought of homeschooling applied to me, because... Well, I'm not white, middle class. I'm maybe, and I don't know. It never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And then it never crossed my mind that there were lots of Black people doing it for radical reasons of social justice and transformation. And never crossed my mind. So it's when I discovered that and then started knowing some of these people, and these are my network. These are kind of the people who helped to sustain me in this path, and to know that it's possible, not because you have money, mm-hmm. because usually people think you have to homeschool because you have money either not to work or to spend a lot of time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And no, the landscape is so different. It's changing so much. Because one, you have a lot of like community supporting each other. You have a lot of resources. You have a lot of learning centers, mm-hmm. which is part of what I'm hoping to do with some of the people I've been working with, to have a community around my kids homeschooling, trying to build a learning center. So anybody who is Black or allied and interested in homeschooling, and doing a co-op learning center that is open 9 to 5, where you kids can still get the Quebec curriculum done regardless of grade level. Get in touch because it's possible.
How do they get in touch?
For example, learning
who
centers.
Are they getting in touch with?
Oh, that's a good question, because I was just thinking. Okay, well, there's my website, and folks could get in touch at info@jojomamabookish.com. jujumama.com.
So Jujumama is J-U-J-U-M-A-M-A, and then bookish, you said?
Uh-huh.
So B-O-O-K-I. Go ahead.
S-H. Yeah.
Right.
So B-O-O-K-I-S-H.com.
Perfect. Jujumamabookish.com, and that's info at
Jujumama. Info at Jujumamabookish.com. And or, what else did I say?
You were saying there was a website?
Oh, yeah. And the website is jujumamabookish.com.
Okay. jujumamabookish.com. Info at jujumamaish.com. Bookish.com.
Info at jujumamabookish.com. Right. It's the bookish meaning. It's, so my business, which is Jujumama Book Club, mm-hmm. which is for... mothers mm-hmm. or young families, anybody with young children, where I propose fun in different forms. Mm-hmm. And that it's Jujumama Book Club, and the website is jujumamabookish.com, only because it's not really a book club. It's like bookish.
Okay.
Playing with that idea. You know, like the show Black is bookish.
So that's amazing. So why don't you list us some of the programs that you've done in the past or intend to get doing, or that you intend to do?
Well, I was also going to say, I would really encourage any listeners, again, who are mothers and who are Black, to, and if you're on Facebook, find us on Facebook at Black Moms of Montreal / Mère Noire of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And there we just kind of share all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we can develop plans together. So we'll probably be doing, again, the story circle. That's where we get together,
mm-hmm.
most likely at Liberty Racine, again, where they have a wonderful, beautiful collection of children's books, and adult books, just overall big, beautiful collection of Black art and books, and Black art and books, and children's books. So we would get together and just read stories to the kids, as we did a couple of weeks ago. And it's others who enjoy reading to children are just reading out loud, like I do, and getting into character and story like that, are welcome to read, take turns reading to the kids, you know, and also take turns reading to children tonight. And, then I'm also thinking, you can let me know what you think of this idea. I don't know if you've heard of that farm out in Dunham called Jardin Lacou.
Yes.
I think that's the name. Lacou Convis. Yeah, so I was thinking, and I've gotten in touch with Jean-Philippe Zina, the farmer. And he's tentatively agreed to a trip of ours to come and visit sometime.
Amazing.
A group of us, so we can get a little van together, Amanda. Amazing. And drive down Dunham with the kids and check out the farm. He said there's a beach nearby, so we should do it before the end of the summer while
of
it's
course.
Still warm.
Yeah.
And there might be a family retreat coming up, either in town in Quebec or overseas in Colombia, South America. So this is a little vacation planned from start to finish for people with young kids. We think it might not be possible to go on vacation with young kids because it's going to be too expensive or too troublesome. I'm going to plan it for you, and I'm going to show you that it's not necessarily either of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of the things. Check out Black Moms of Montreal and join.
Absolutely. So I'm going to just read out a flyer that I got from the Facebook group. Yes, and this is for kids. Where are the ages? It's for ages 4 and up. So it's in French, y'all, and it's Taekwondo pour enfants avec Mike Doris. So, ils ont besoin d'exercice. Vos enfants sont bourrés d'énergie ou sont calmes. Ils ont besoin d'exercice. Allez, amenez-les au parc de la cité chaque samedi de 10h à midi. So, it has already started. However, it's $25 per visit. So, it's every Saturday. Pour plus d'informations, tu peux texter 514-607-8209. So, they're going to learn self-defense techniques. So, yes, Taekwondo is... it's like a type of martial arts. It's every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, and it is $25 per visit, so per Saturday. And so for more information, just text the phone number 514-607-8209. So there are so many different activities in the group that you can learn about, whether it's the fireworks, whether it's like play dates, because you did invite me to a play date, right? It's on Saturday, but it's something with the dads that they do.
Or is it just that we did anyone? Sometimes people just reach out from the group and say, hey, let's do a play date, and we meet up.
And Montreal's huge. Like, there's parks in every corner and, like, on every block in every city. So, exactly. I love the idea. Mm-hmm. And so, listen, y'all.